Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
16 has been kind to me the last two times I've won here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so that was an 8-iron just trying to ride the wind, trying to get it back there.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Mark Rolfing. He, of course, with the Golf Channel and NBC Sports, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mark.
All right. I'm great, Mike and David. Looks like a perfect day in Chicago for you guys to watch the match.
That it was.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Yes, it was.
It was snowing outside. It was so surreal. And what I really appreciated was they got the thing started early, got the tournament in early, and it was great. I mean, you got up and got to watch it. And
can they do that every year?
Yeah. It's a lot easier for those of us to get up early.
Yeah, we got to make that a regular thing. I'll tell you, the Augusta National Golf Club just seems to make the right decisions all the time. And as surreal as it might have been in Chicago, I'll tell you, it was absolutely surreal at Augusta. And, you know, within an hour of play finishing, it was kind of pouring rain. So wow. They made all the right calls yesterday.
You called it the greatest comeback in sports history. I think there are a lot of people out there that would agree. You know, the perspective that we all are kind of taking to this and then looking at trying to put it into context. From a golf perspective, Mark, what did Tiger Woods do well yesterday that maybe clinched it for him?
You know, I think he played the game with sort of a methodic, aggressive approach, and he didn't make any mistakes. That's where he has faltered in his comeback, if he has. I think the comeback's been remarkable. But he really didn't make any mistakes. And if you take a look at the guys that he beat right down the line, Molinari, Day, Koepka, Dustin Johnson, the best players in the world, they all made mistakes, and he just didn't. And it was an amazing round of golf. Jack Nicklaus was on our show after the Masters ended and said he hit it to the right place on every hole. So as anxious as he was and as much as he wanted to win his fifth green jacket, he played Augusta National the way it was meant to be played yesterday, and the other players didn't.
Does this signal sort of a Indian summer to Tiger's career, if you will? Is he going to catch Jack? Is he going to put together another run?
He's going to have difficulty catching Jack. You know, major championships are just getting harder and harder to win. And I think they will continue to do that. The first 3 days of Live from the Masters on Golf Channel, we counted them up, and I had said that I thought 28 different players could win the Masters by Wednesday night. You know, and I meant it with each one of those guys. It's just such a deep game now professionally in the men's game. And, yeah, I think Tiger can win another major, but frankly, I don't want us to get too far ahead of ourselves because Augusta was going to be the one. If he was going to win another major, it mm-hmm. was going to be the Masters because he can drive the ball a little crooked there and get away with it. We saw that early in the week. And I don't know. Jack is going to be tough to catch.
Mark, in the 11 years since his last major victory, I think a lot of people were on both sides of the fence. And obviously, was this going to be inevitable? Was this going to be impossible? Where were you?
It was far from inevitable. I must tell you, I spent a day with Tiger at Jackson Park walking around down there. It would have been late in the summer of 2016, and I was not sure he would ever play golf again. I really wasn't. I thought he had the drive to want to do it. I just wasn't sure physically if he could do it. He wasn't in a good place mentally. And this comeback, as amazing as I've seen it be in the world of sports, it really is a comeback in life as much as sports, I think, for Tiger. I don't know. I wasn't sure it was going to happen. I probably was on that side of the fence.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean the personal scandal and the what he went through there? There were two things he had to overcome. You know, one was that, and one was the kind of psychological damage of no longer being sort of the untouchable. And then the other was obviously just the horrible physical issues, four different back surgeries. Which was more difficult for him?
I think the mental was more difficult. He had a really hard time there for 4 or 5 years, and he was extremely fragile mentally. And that's what I thought was going to be the biggest challenge for him. And I will tell you that I think one of the things that really changed Tiger personally was when he took a different approach to the way he looked at the game. You know, he was always the stealth competitor. He never gave competitors an inch. He never gave the fans a smile. He didn't do anything like that. And I felt like if that's the way he was going to conduct the rest of his career, it was going to kind of be a microcosm of his life. And I thought it was going to be important for him to understand just what an amazing life he has had and to start appreciating what he's got. And I think he has done that. You can see yesterday the joy that he got from doing that yesterday, not just for himself, but for all the people who are watching around the world. And that's what has really changed Tiger, I think, more than anything.
That was new. That was the new part of Tiger. You're exactly right. That's what stood out to me as well. You know, Mark, you said you were lucky enough to talk to Jack Nicklaus afterward. I wondered, what was his impression in terms of, does he think that his record of 18 majors will be surpassed?
Well, the quote he gave us was, he doesn't really have me shaking in my boots. You know, deep down inside, does any great athlete want to have their record broken? Probably not. But golf is the kind of a game where, you know, you typically don't root against other guys. I've never seen Jack Nicklaus. He wasn't rooting against Arnold Palmer and all those great rivalry events that they played in together. But did he want to beat him? And did he not want Arnold, you know, to sort of take his crown at any time? I'm sure. So I think Jack would like to keep that record. I think he knows how difficult it will be for Tiger to beat him. You just take a look at Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas and guys that are going to play a lot of golf. Brooks Koepka, you know, week in and week out, you know, and at the big championships, the majors, you know, how is Tiger going to beat him? He's going to have all the stars aligned. And that's what happened at Augusta. Boy, he hit some shots there that he got away with. At 13 on Saturday, he could have made 7 or 8 over there. The ball ricocheted out of the trees. He hit it in the trees twice at 14 on Thursday and Friday and birdied it both times. You know, it was kind of a meant-to-be week, I think, for Tiger.
I think the tour might be the big winner. Moving the PGA to a month from now, from August, that's going to just the kind of momentum and the viewership is going to carry over into that tournament, I would imagine, and we'll see even bigger crowds and more excitement and higher ratings than we imagine.
Yeah, I just flew from Augusta to Atlanta with Seth Waugh, the CEO of the PGA of America, a friend of mine, and he couldn't stop smiling. He had a special cat grin from ear to ear. You know, take a look at the way these venues line up now, the next couple. Bethpage, my heavens, what a record Tiger's got there. And, of course, Pebble Beach, where he played maybe the greatest golf that's ever been played when he won the U.S. Open in 2000. So, yeah, this was a jolt for the game of golf, and it was one sorely needed by the game of golf right now. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Good stuff.
Care.
Yeah.
That is Mark Rolfing from the Golf Channel and NBC Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.